2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A leading epidemiologist says there's no need to panic with the announcement of two suspected cases of monkeypox in Utah. If confirmed, they'd be the state's first cases. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Director of the Salt Lake County Health Department, Dr. Angela Dunn, says two adults who recently traveled to Europe started showing symptoms and went to their doctor on Friday.
And that astute clinician immediately told them to isolate and called public health.
Dunn says they're waiting on confirmatory tests from the CDC. Dunn says the individuals have mild symptoms and the general public shouldn't be concerned.
This is not easily spread from human to human. We are not talking about COVID here. It is really that direct contact with individuals who have monkeypox, and that's how it's spreading right now.
The department is reaching out to those who've been in contact with the individuals. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. The deputy director of the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology says monkeypox spreads through extremely close contact.
Close, sustained skin-to-skin contact with someone who has an active rash or through respiratory droplets in someone who has lesions in their mouth and they're around another person for an extended period of time.
Dr. Jennifer McQuiston expects more cases to be identified in the U.S., but isolating, she says, is a great tool to prevent the spread. And most patients with monkeypox recover on their own within 2 to 4 weeks. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
In addition to the two suspected cases in Salt Lake County, there are others in Boston, New York, and Florida. So where is all this coming from? Here's Dr. Darian Sutton from ABC News.
Oftentimes, monkeypox is transmitted from animal to human in something that we call zoonotic infections, but we don't see any sources of animal infections, and we also don't understand where these specific individuals are getting infected from.
If you have flu-like symptoms and lesions appear on your body, could be monkeypox. KSL News Time 502. President Biden took a sharp step away from a long-standing U.S. policy today when he indicated the U.S. would use military force to defend Taiwan should China invade.
China has repeatedly warned not to play the Taiwan card. And we know Beijing on an economic level has indicated lately that it wants things to work out since China's economy is facing a slowdown. But politically, these comments put them in a bind.
That's ABC News foreign correspondent Britt Klenit. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said later the policy on Taiwan has not changed. KSL News Time 503, an 18-year-old man was in court today after police say he stabbed an 18-year-old girl and a 64-year-old stranger earlier this month in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Newly released charging documents walk through some of prosecutors' reasons for wanting 18-year-old Kane Fairbank held without bail. They say that after his arrest on May 12th, he can be heard on surveillance in his cell talking to himself about needing a sharper knife. The documents also stated that Fairbank told police he had made a mask for hunting people and that he told police he had had fun during the two stabbing attacks.
Fairbank is being held without bail at the Davis County Jail. Search and rescue crews are already getting a number of calls as this weather gets warmer. The Salt Lake County Sheriff's search and rescue team rescued a hiker near Tanner's Flat in Little Cottonwood Canyon. After 3 hours of searching and working to locate the hiker, they were able to get them back home safe. North Fork Fire Department had two rescues near Aspen Grove over the weekend, both requiring a helicopter. In one of these, a woman slipped on ice while hiking and was left hanging off a rocky cliff. She was hoisted out by chopper and treated for hypothermia. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke on the nation's baby formula shortage, which has been causing anxiety across the country.
I know this is a scary situation for our parents and the caregivers who are taking care of these babies. Our administration is working around the clock to ensure that there is enough safe baby formula available for all who need it, and it is truly one of our highest priorities.
The first of several baby formula shipments from Europe arrived yesterday in Indiana. No word on when it would hit the store shelves. You might have to move to achieve the American dream. This from a new report that shows many first-time buyers are relocating just to find a home they can afford.
It's been a really difficult market for first-time buyers because they have to come up with a down payment. They have to figure out how to qualify for a mortgage. And with prices increasing so much, it's gotten tough.
It is tough. So do you want to move to Michigan, maybe to Pittsburgh? That was Jeff Ostrowski, who's an analyst with Bankrate.com, on Dave and Dujanovic this morning. Bankrate survey found 64% of non-homeowners, roughly 2 out of 3, would like to own a home but can't afford to. KSL News Time 5:05. Gen X might be struggling to buy a home, but Gen X is probably wishing they had the money for this next item. Kurt Cobain's guitar from Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit music video has sold at auction for $4.5 million. Part of the proceeds go to Kicking the Stigma. It's a group dedicated to raising awareness about mental health disorders. KSL News Time 5:05.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.